Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League, your number one source for all the league's top headlines. Here's your host, Justin Kinner.
Justin Kinner with you here. Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. And we've been following the journey to the conference tournament all regular season long. And within a blink of an eye, we have a conference champion. And we know who's going to be representing the Horizon League in the NCAA tournament heading into Selection Sunday this coming up weekend. But joining us now, the head coach of the championship-winning team last night, the Norse of Northern Kentucky. We have Coach Darren Horn hanging out with us here today. Coach, congratulations. Thank you for your time today. How are you?
Doing great, Justin. Thanks for having me, man.
Again, congratulations. And I have to say, for one, I mean, you've had a tremendous run at NKU, and obviously your first season, you guys win it all. You win the Horizon League championship. You're ready to go. And then COVID takes that season or that tournament away, I should say. You get another crack at it this year. I mean, just it's been a whirlwind of a four-year run for you here. But to get another crack at it, I'm sure feels really, really good.
No, it really does. And, you know, I'm just really so happy for our players. You know, and Trayvon Faulkner was the only guy that was on that team that's still here. But, you know, he came back because he wanted to play in another NCAA tournament. And all the young men in our program that we recruited them to be a part of being winning championships and playing in the Big Dance. And so really, really happy for our players and everybody associated with our program.
Coach, last night you're in a tough game with Cleveland State, just like you were a year ago in the championship game against Wright State. Last night you clinch it. Obviously, you hold Cleveland State off. You hit big clutch shots late, and you made big plays defensively to hold off Cleveland State. Last year, that wasn't the case. I am curious, regardless of the opponent in the title game, not so much about Wright State, but the situation at hand, how much of that played a role into the motivation or at least maybe some of the teaching tools, if you will, for this team throughout the tournament? Did last year's loss in the title game play a role in the motivation, if you will, heading into this tournament run and especially last night into that familiar territory from last year playing in this title game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's not something that we talked a lot about. I mean, I think the players might tell you that it was. It's not something I spend any time on with them at all. But I do think the one thing that it did do is, you know, the experience of being in that moment is just, it's huge, right? And you just really can't quantify what that does for your guys. And, you know, I saw a real difference, I think, in our guys when we got to Indy this year as a team that instead of trying to win and you know, thought they could, was a team that really believed they could and had a great deal of trust and confidence in each other. And I think a big part of that was the championship experience from the previous year.
Yeah, unless so, it wasn't so much about your opponent in last year's title game, but just the experience, as you mentioned. And, you know, you always expect in a title game especially for it to be a knockout, you know, fight all the way down to the closing minutes. Is there a moment last night, not the clock hitting zero, of course, but is there a moment last night that you just, when you talk about how you've noticed a difference in your team, was there a moment through the game in the championship where you're looking around saying, man, like this team has grown up? Is there a particular moment that stands out?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that moment was in the semifinals against Youngstown State when we got up, I think as much as 20 maybe. And, you know, they made a run, as is going to happen, you know, with a really good team like Youngstown State was this year. And our guys never flinched. They never batted an eye. There was great talk and communication and huddles at timeouts. They seemed to have a real confidence and poise to them. And that's, this game is about players, right? I mean, they're the ones that make the plays in those moments. And so when I saw that, I felt like we were in a place that was capable of not only winning that night, but winning a championship.
You talk about those players. You have a roster full of special players. You mentioned Faulkner a little bit ago. Xavier Rhodes hit that big shot basically to clinch it late. Just talk about some of the, you know, you talk about how the team grew up and you noticed some of those things. But what were some of the players that really stood out to you? I know all of them, but what were some of the key ones throughout the year that you really saw the biggest growth in from year to year?
Well, I think the big one that nobody talks enough about is Chris Brandon, right? I mean, the guy's an absolute difference maker. You know, we think pound for pound, he's as good as what he does as literally anybody in college basketball in terms of impacting the game with his athleticism, defensively, rebounding the basketball, on the offensive glass, what he does for us in our ball screen offense. And, you know, he's just absolutely invaluable. I had a huge block last night in transition on an incredible effort for me that also took great athleticism to make. And so I think he's a guy that stands out that doesn't get enough attention. But I think the big thing with this group, Justin, is that this was a team that is a team that, you know, when you look at it and all year long, when we didn't play well, was, you know, we had three or four guys like, you know, weren't near their best. And when you look at how we played the last few weeks and wins we've had, you know, it's easy to see everybody contributed within their role, you know, in a way that can help us win. And, you know, it doesn't mean they have to have a career night or score 20 points, but you go down there and say, man, yeah, that guy was really good. He did this, he did that. And that's what we got in tournament play from everybody, really.
Coach, having a conference tournament and clinching your spot in the NCAA tournament, do you like the conference tournaments being a week ahead of Selection Sunday? Like, I feel like some of these other conference tournaments, they wrap up Sunday, and then, bam, you have to turn your attention right away towards the tournament. You kind of get to soak it in a little bit this week. You enjoy that, I'm sure.
No doubt. You know, Eric Howard, our associate head coach, was just making that point this morning that, you know, we get a chance to enjoy it a little bit, right? And not only that, but to give you guys a little break and then kind of ease your way back into to prepping for whatever might come next week. And so I love the format of our situation right now. And I give the Horizon League a lot of credit. I think through Julie's leadership, our commissioner, that we've, you know, created a tournament atmosphere and something that teams are really trying to get to that kind of Final Four, so to speak, there in Indianapolis.
Coach, so we have this week before Selection Sunday, time for the generic-y questions, of course, but, I mean, do you keep an eye on the bracketology and the ones and the two seeds of where you could potentially, you know, be facing? I mean, do you keep an eye on potential matchups, or is this week strictly about just preparing for the moment regardless of the opponent?
Yeah, no, I don't care about that. I think every coach is different. I just philosophically believe in March. I think one of the reason that our teams are good in March is because – you know, our number one priority is how do we play our best, you know, with whatever that means for your team that given season. Because if you don't do that, you got no shot in a one-chance deal. You definitely don't have a shot against a team that definitely is going to have a better coach than us and probably has a lot more talent, right? And so, you know, our whole goal will be, you know, how do we prepare our guys to be our very best, and then, you know, add whatever scouting needs to be when we find out what our matchup is.
Last thing, Coach, as we let you go, just the message to the team this week. What is this week going to be like, if you will, a little peek behind the curtain? I mean, you going light with practice? Are you practicing? What's just the message for your team this week? Because obviously you want to stay loose, enjoy the moment, but also prepare, because regardless, you have a game next week.
Yeah, I mean, I think really just that, right? Like, enjoy this moment. You know, we've earned it. Understand what it took to get here, but then understand that, you know, there comes a moment here in a few days where we got to get right back to that to give ourselves a chance to win and to stay alive. And I'll say this, I'm incredibly proud of this group. I think, you know, this is my fourth year in the Horizon League, and I think this was the deepest the league has been in my time here. Literally, you could have gone all the way down to the eighth or ninth seed, and if any team would have won it, you would have said, yeah, man, those guys are really good, and it's a really well-coached league, and ultra competitive this season. And so, I'm really proud of our guys to win the championship in this given year and in a time where I think the Rising League is as good as it's been in my time here.
Beyond degree. That's kind of been the theme of this podcast throughout, just talking about the quality of teams, the depth of the league, the quality of coaches. I mean, the job that many of these coaches, including yourself, have done since coming into the league have definitely been a big part to uplift it, that's for sure. Coach Darren Horn, again, head coach of Northern Kentucky, second time here at Northern Kentucky, winning the Horizon League Championship, fourth time in 7 years for the program. Unbelievable run for the Norse. Coach, beyond appreciate your time. Go enjoy yourself with your team and your family, and enjoy the run, Coach. Beyond appreciate you.
All right, thanks for having me.